This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is 6:41 with the Kellogg crew. Chris Kellogg, Dina, and Lopez. Kellogg is off today, and it's time for Dina's Dirt at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Celebrate President's Day all February long with a car loan from Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Plus, make no payments until spring. Visit pvcu.org for details.
All right, Jennifer Aniston just turning 51, and she celebrated with an interview by Sandra Bullock for her March cover story for Interview Magazine.
Wait, Sandra Bullock interviewed
her? Yes.
Oh, okay. That's fun.
It's interesting. It's actually more of a conversation, I would say, than an interview as it's posted.
Yeah.
So you see it with...
I don't know if she's qualified to interview.
Well, it says Jennifer, and then you see what Jennifer says, and then Sandra. So it almost reads like a script.
Just like
you know
chatting.
What I mean?
Oh, that's fun.
So the two of them were chatting, and it
cool.
was kind of fun because they talked about their mutual ex, Tate Donovan. They both dated him for a short time.
Oh.
You know, Sandra did Love Potion number 9 with him, and he was a guest star on Friends.
Gotcha.
As Joshua. And it was interesting, though, because Jennifer, you know, she gets very candid and she admits she sees laughter and kids running in her future. But in the meantime, while people did
she
love
this... She sees laughter in her future?
Yeah, she just sees laughter. It's
like,
all she said, laughter.
Okay.
There's laughter and kids running.
it's a weird prediction.
It was an interesting interview. It was a good interview. But the same can't be said of the pictures that accompany the story. So don't get me wrong. Jen looks great. She's got this, like, leather outfit on and some high boots, and she looks good. But the internet is calling it awkward. As one person said, whoever let this icon and national treasure pose like this and printed on a cover should be fired. It is an awkward pose.
I gotta see
this
now.
There are more of them inside the magazine.
What is the magazine?
It's Interview Magazine.
Alright.
She's posed, it's supposed to be seductive, I suppose, but it looks awkward and just weird, and I'm not down with it. So there's only a couple of pictures I really do like from the interview, but there were two or three that should have been left out.
All right,
sure.
I'm not sure. Is this the black and white one on the cover?
Yeah, it's black and white.
Where she's kind of like angled?
Angled, and her hands like between
looks like she's doing a little dance.
It's awkward.
Like doing that little thumb over to the side dance, like just got her in the middle of a weird dance?
It's awkward. We're going to move on. It's awkward.
Okay.
Jussie Smollett from Empire facing criminal charges now in connection with the police report he filed last January to review. He claimed he was the victim of a racist attack, but the police believe it was staged. So now he is being charged criminally, and if he is found guilty, he could face 1 to 3 years in jail and a $25,000 fine. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Yep. Dwayne Wade was on the Ellen DeGeneres show yesterday promoting his upcoming documentary, D. Wade, Life Unexpected, and he opened up about his transgender child, Zaya. So he says he and his wife, Gabrielle Union, proud parents to the child of an LGBTQ+ community and proud ally as well. So his 12-year-old son, born Zion, now is transgender, likes to go by the name Zaya. And so what he said basically was, as soon as his kid told him about that, he said, me and Gabby, we were just trying to find out as much information as we could to make sure we give our child the best opportunity to be her best self.
Nice.
What a good role model for parents. You know, embrace your kids, let them know you're there to support them.
Yeah.
That's really awesome. That's how kids get by now.
It's true.
And Ben Affleck on the dating app Raya. Yeah, we heard from millionaire matchmaker Patty Stranger that he is online looking for love.
Is that celebrity?
It is an app for celebrities.
Gotcha.
To look for love online. And she noticed him on there a million times, she said.
How many? How many times did he put himself on there?
I don't know, but she said he's been there like a million times.
All these different poses of him.
Her advice to him, though, look for someone more his age. She says he has to realize he's going for these 20-somethings that he's going to get bored with, and he hasn't found a boundaries girl who's got the spine.
Oh,
sounds
wow.
like maybe she's angling for a date with Ben Affleck,
yeah.
maybe. And that's your Dirt at 6:40. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 7:40 with 94.7 WMAS.
It is 7:39 with the Kellogg crew. Chris Kellogg, Dina, and Lopez. Kellogg is away for the day. And it's time for Dina's Dirt at the 40. It is brought to you by Pioneer Valley Crew. Credit Union. Celebrate President's Day all February long with a car loan from Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Plus, make no payments until spring. Visit pvcu.org for details.
All right, fans have demanded an answer as to why Luke Perry was left out of the In Memoriam segment on the broadcast of the Oscars.
Yeah.
And now the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences, who hosts the Oscars, they're explaining.
Okay.
As for why Luke Perry, Cameron Boyce, and other stars were left out, the Academy simply said there was limited time available.
Oh.
Like,
now, I don't know anything about the Oscars ideas. Do they usually just do people who actually won an Oscar or were nominated? I don't know if that...
You mean in the In Memoriam?
Yeah.
No,
it doesn't matter. Anyone? Okay.
They actually explain that they get hundreds of requests to include loved ones and industry colleagues, but they say that they have to basically look over the list and make choices based on the limited time available.
They should really just stop doing it because every year they forget important people. It just should not exist.
Well,
maybe.
You know, it's
I don't know.
They said that they can be remembered at Oscar.com. You can see all those stars there because that's where they include everybody. But as for the TV portion of it, they have to consider time. But why don't you just speed up the In Memoriam section? Or why don't you just cut something else out that's a little less important?
Yeah, I don't know.
But this didn't fly with fans. It also did not fly with Tori Spelling, who is Luke Perry's co-star on 90210. She said, first, my dad, Aaron Spelling, who passed away in 2006, and now my friend Luke Perry, who passed away in 2019. Two of the most creative and talented men I've ever known and loved and lost have not been mentioned. So, you know, I can understand that. You know, some of the people they do mention are people that no one's ever heard of. But in the industry, they know of them.
Right.
Remember who your audience is. That's what you have to do here.
Interesting.
The defense in Harvey Weinstein's rape trial is resting its case, all without calling Harvey to testify. The reason? They didn't want prosecution to be able to cross-examine him. And it's interesting because some reporters caught up with Harvey and talked to him about it, and he said that he actually did want to testify. So closing arguments will start tomorrow. Deliberations getting underway as early as Monday. I feel like this case is moving along so quickly.
Yeah.
Which is good, I guess. You don't want anybody who had to suffer through any of the testimony to have to endure it any longer. And I'm sure we'll get an answer any day now. It looks like Resident Evil star Mia Jovovich's new baby suffering from a bad case of jaundice. She shared a picture of her daughter, Ocean, getting a bottle from her sister saying that, you know, she's been out of the hospital all week. She falls asleep during feeding, and that's the problem because the way you flush out jaundice is to get more feeding into the baby. You know, they need more of the milk, the formula, whatever they're getting. And so if the baby's falling asleep during feeding, not getting enough nutrients in there, not getting enough to flush the jaundice out. So the family keeps taking turns with bottles trying to get Ocean up and running and ready to go. My daughter went through that. She had a little, they called it a billy blanket, she had to wear to like get artificial something light. I don't know, like a like ultraviolet lights. I don't know. She looked cute. Like she's on the little electric beach.
As long as she looked cute.
She looked cute and she got better. Demi Lovato got a new tattoo on her back of an angel being held up by three doves. It's a beautiful tattoo and she said it's incredibly meaningful to her. She didn't even know she was going to get that tattoo. She said she talked to her tattoo artist about where she was at this moment in her life and what she could use for an image to symbolize the spiritual awakening that she was having and the darkness that she was shedding. And this is what she and the tattoo artist came up with together.
Wow.
But she does say, the only bummer is I can't physically see this amazing artwork because it's on my back.
Yeah, you should have put it like on your belly or something.
Something you should have thought about before you had it done.
Then you could just look down and see it, right?
I guess they can get one of those like child rear view mirrors that you use in cars.
Turn around,
when you
have
baby
can see it. It is interesting, back tattoos. Yeah, you don't really see them.
I know, food for thought. So,
have I never thought of that?
I don't know, but I think about it all the time. It's not something I should think about all the time, but I do.
Yeah.
And it's going to bother me now.
Arms, thighs, tummy, you can see those easily.
Yeah, there you go.
I like that spot.
And that's your dirt at 7:40. More fresh stuff than Dina's dirt at 8:40 with 94.7 WMAS.
It's 8:41 with the Kellogg crew with Chris Kellogg, Dina, and Lopez. Kellogg is off today, and it's time for Dina's Dirt at the 40. Brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Celebrate President's Day all February long with a car loan from Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Plus, make no payments until spring. Visit pvcu.org for details.
All right, Selma Hayek spent Oscars night in a hospital emergency room, but it's only because she's such a good friend.
Yep. Oh, okay.
Ace Showbiz reports that Selma's manager and friend, Evelyn Evelyn O'Neill ended up getting hurt at the Oscars, so Selma took her to the hospital, and she shared photos of them in the hospital, saying as the parties were just getting started, my date, friend, and manager Evelyn had a little accident. I rushed her to the ER where we spent most of Oscar night until the sun came up.
Hmm.
She looked great, even though she was like stayed up all night. But she thanked everybody for their professionalism.
Cool.
And judging by the photos, it looks like Evelyn broke her arm.
Gotcha.
But she looks all right. Both ladies look great for whatever time in the morning it was after staying up all night. Spoiler alert for The Bachelor. This is a big one. Okay,
okay? I'm ready.
We're 7 weeks in. Peter Weber's already down to his top four.
What do we have?
We know Hannah Ann, Madison, Kelsey, and Victoria F. But fans are speculating he's not going to end up with any of them.
Whoa.
Rather, someone off camera. So there's been this like tease that there's something unique about Peter's season. And he's been holding back on spoilers. But he did say he didn't intend on the season ending the way it does. So the rumor right now, sparked by a Reddit post, is that Peter actually ends up, here's your spoiler, in a relationship with ABC producer Julia LaPlaca. So according to ET, there are a lot of signs pointing to this, including a picture of Julie having dinner in New York with Peter's family. And when they were asked for comment, ABC wouldn't confirm or deny if it's true, just saying the roller coaster hasn't ended even after filming.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
All right. We can't wait to find out what happens. Both Jane Fonda and Elizabeth Banks, they recycled dresses from previous red carpets for the Oscars. But Laura Dern, I think she wins the award for best recycling because these ladies rewore their dresses for a second time. Laura Dern did it for a third time.
Whoa.
So after she won the Academy Award for best actress in a supporting role for Marriage Story, Laura changed into a black Giorgio Armani gown, which was designed for her in 1990.
Wow.
According to Armani.
1990.
Yep. She wore the dress in 95 at a humanitarian awards gala, again in 2013 to the Vanity Fair's Oscars after party, and finally this past Sunday. So
wow.
Way
nice.
To be sustainable.
Yeah, very cool.
A New York couple who got engaged following a Backstreet Boys performance on Good Morning America yesterday might have been faking it. Sources say Adam Diamond and Priscilla Consolo, who got engaged as the Backstreet Boys were performing an a cappella version of I'll Never Break Your Heart, bringing the couple out to join them, have actually been engaged for about 2 years. That their 2017 engagement happened during a Christmas tree lighting ceremony that made the Brooklyn papers.
Are they just trying to get like engagement press every time?
I guess. I mean, once the news hit, though, Priscilla insisted they actually broke up last May, but insiders are saying, but they were engaged by November and already had save the date cards.
Oh, wow.
How dare you use the Backstreet Boys like
that?
Yeah,
seriously. That could have gone to someone who didn't have that opportunity.
I know. It could have. And Kim Kardashian, she could be president someday. If you ask Shark Tank investor Damon John, when asked in an interview what he thinks Kim's chances would be if she ever ran for top office, the FUBU founder said to TMZ, I think Kim could be president. Look, she freed Alice Marie Johnson out of jail. She worked with the president. She's going to get a further education. And he really pointed out the effect she has on people, saying at the palm of her hand, she can touch 200 million people. And maybe in 8 years, she'll have 500 million, 600 million followers. He points out the uniqueness in her family, the LGBT, the mixed relationships, the family full of women, no drinking, no smoking. But don't count on her making a run. Kim said, I don't think so. It'd probably be the most stressful job in the world, and I don't think that's for me.
There you go.
All right, collective sigh of relief, everyone. And that's your Dirt at 840. Get all the reports and the podcasts at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.